Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here on the UK's hardest working, most industrious daily political podcast channel. So as always, thanks for your support. Just a reminder, guys, that the Pure Blood badges are still available. If you want one to show your true colors, you can get one down below. And if you fancy having a face mask exempt badge to stop those little Nazis stopping you going into their stores without wearing a mask, then you can get one. You can get one down below as well. So we've got all that for you. And there's actually 10% off for badges at the moment as our January goodwill gesture to all our supporters. So there you go, folks. Anyway, that's where we are on that front. I want to talk about AstraZeneca. Let's talk about, first of all, just bring you back in time very briefly to June 2021. A story in the UK press. 8 AstraZeneca UK employees have been recognised in the Queen's Birthday Honours List for their outstanding achievements in life sciences during the pandemic. So you've had lots of CBEs, OBEs being handed out right across the piece for AstraZeneca. And AstraZeneca is proud to celebrate with its employees these fantastic awards. And this is for the great work done by AstraZeneca in getting out the vaccines, the AstraZeneca vaccines, which were particularly prevalent in the UK. So that all sounds good, doesn't it? But I bring disturbing tidings, because the Daily Expose brings the news that the MHRA has confirmed that the UK has recorded 5 times more deaths in 12 months due to COVID-19 vaccination than it has deaths due to every other vaccine combined in 21 years. What? Yeah, the UK medicine regulator has confirmed that 5 times more deaths than the total number of deaths due to all other available vaccines. So you might think, that's a bit serious, isn't it? So, however, there's a particular issue, and guess what the particular issue is? Yeah, AstraZeneca. So the AstraZeneca viral vector injection has fared really badly, with 1,182 deaths reported to the MHRA since January 2020, nearly 3 times as many deaths as what would have been reported due to all other vaccine in the past 20 years. So, oh my goodness, so it's like the AstraZeneca really is the killer jab. Yeah, lots of British, I mean, and that's just people who've died from it. I'm not talking about the people who've been damaged in many other horrible ways because of taking it, in particular with AstraZeneca, all those blood clots and all that myocarditis and all those other heart problems and all those clotting. Oh, no, I'm not even talking there. I'm just talking people who have died. So that's weird, that. So it's killed all these people, and yet the people behind it have been given honours by Her Majesty, by the British establishment, essentially, for killing people within the British society. That's a bit weird. And of course, we see that this, this characteristic of the vaccines causing death, it's not just AstraZeneca, because Pfizer has managed to throttle 684 people in the UK. So again, more than all other vaccines combined in over 2 decades. So, and Moderna, to a lesser degree, has because it hasn't been as widely distributed. So this is the kind of really weird data which the mainstream media seems to completely ignore. They're not interested in that. How can they be? Because the purpose of the mainstream media is to sell you vaccines and boosters. So on that basis, when it becomes apparent that the lethality of the vaccine is off the scale. It's absolutely off the scale. I mean, I'm looking at a chart here which shows number of deaths from vaccines over 20 years, and it's a very gently rising line. It's not exactly on the x-axis, but it's not far off it. And then all of a sudden, boom, 2021 comes in, and the number of deaths shoots right up. to the extent where, as I said, there's been more people died from these vaccines than from all other vaccines, and I mean all other vaccines in 20 years. And people think that's super duper safe. Well, the counter argument to what I'm saying is, I'll say, yes, but you're being disingenuous, because we've given more people these vaccines than any other vaccine in the last 20 years. So naturally, you'd expect to see more of a reaction. And that's actually probably true for what it's worth. But here's the deal. Because it gives these kind of reactions, you shouldn't be giving it to anybody. It should be paused and more research carried out into the impact that these vaccines have on human beings. But that's not the name of the game. They've rushed through one jab, two jabs, now three jabs. Israel is now saying that the fourth jab doesn't give sufficient protection, so that could mean a fifth jab. So by the time we get to the summer of this year, I suggest to you that the UK will be on jab number five. People will be sicker than ever because I believe what the jab does to them. And yet the media will be continuing to praise the heroic rollout of vaccines in the UK and that amazing take-up that they claim is happening here, even though when we look at the data, we can see that sadly, so many lives are being lost, not to the virus, to the vaccine. And you have to ask yourself, what sort of morality does a media have that just casually ignores that as if it's not even a salient point? I leave the thought with you folks. Thanks for listening.